Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Tonight's a night that we want to give God the glory. We want to thank Him for everything He's done for us and how that God has kept us where we are right today. I would like to just say, God is so good, His mercy, and do it forever. When we come to the point of saying God is so good, there is no other God like God. He's the only true and living God. And so I want to thank God tonight. What I'm going to do till the next person come on there, and she's supposed to be on there, but I'm playing the music.
Fire!
You are Closest to my heart. I've been singing for quite some time now. folks prophesied on me years ago. They said that I wasn't going to be nothing. They said that I wouldn't make it. They said that I wouldn't last long. They said that I was never about to anything. But I want the level to know tonight that I am still holding on. I'm holding on tonight. Tonight. Have we got time to sing it tonight? I'm fortunate tonight to have my cousin Deborah here. And the original version of the song, she sings it. I wonder would it be alright if she sing a verse of it. Would it be alright if Deborah come out and sing it? Come on, give Deborah a hand if she comes out. Come on, make her feel welcome. Come on.
I'm still holding on. Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you.
Amen. How you doing?
Just fine, Apostle.
All right.
Honor, how are you doing?
I'm blessed, and I'm thanking God.
Amen.
All right, you've got the radio program.
Praise God. Well, it's a blessing to be on KS Radio tonight, and thank God for being here with Apostle Hunter at this time. Thank God for the week that he's brought us through. Many of us have been through some trials. We've been through some funerals and memorials and sickness and death and all kinds of things. We went through marches and protests. But I tell you what, I still have a praise on my lips, for God
Amen.
Is God. And we,
Amen.
You know, the enemy has declared war. He declared war over 2,000 years ago. Even in the beginnings, at the beginning when man was created, he declared war. So guess what? It's still war. And we as people of God better get our war clothes on, better get that mentality in the fact that we are truly in the army of the Lord. We also used to sing it, but we don't sing it anymore. Because I don't think we believe we are soldiers. I think we just traveling through. We just having a picnic down here, or we're just sightseeing down here. But this is not the case. We are in a war, spiritual warfare, from the very beginning when man was created. So I want to encourage the saints tonight, as well as those that may not know the Lord to the extent that they would like to know him. But if there's ever a time you needed to know the Lord, you sure do need him now. And if you don't think you do, keep living. And you will find out that you can't make it on this journey by yourself. And the wonderful thing about it was not intended for us to make it by ourselves. I had a few scriptures in mind tonight. One of them was Matthew 12th chapter and the 43rd 44th and 45th verse. Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, chapter 12, verse 43, 44, and 45. And as you can see, this is in, if you have a red letter Bible, these scriptures are in red. So that means that Jesus himself is saying these things.
Yes.
And this is not a parable. This is a teaching moment for his disciples. He says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places,
mm-hmm.
seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, now who is that that he said? Who says this? He said, he who? The unclean spirit that has gone out of a man. When a man has been cleansed, when a man has come to the Lord, confessed his sin, been washed in the blood of the Lamb, been saved, believed, admitted his sin, confessed his sin, admitted that he was a sinner, acknowledged Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and believed on him that Christ died that he might have everlasting life. And the unclean spirit, that dead spirit, that spirit of Satan, because we are all God's creation. But mm-hmm. Not all of us are God's children. We are God's children by birth when we accept the Spirit of Christ that comes into the heart when we believe on him. So we hear the people say, everybody's God's child. No, everybody is not God's child. Everybody is God's creation. But you are God's child when you have his Spirit. When you carry his name, when you acknowledge him as Father. So when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, and that could mean a woman as well, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. I want to let you know that that's what unclean spirits do. They constantly go to and fro, seeking whom they may devour. They're always on the lookout for a weak sheep. They're always going to and fro, standing and challenging God for our souls. Even though we've come to him, there's always a test. There's always a war going on. So I want you to see that we have an enemy. We are in a war. He seeks us. Just as Jesus came after us, the enemy comes after us too. He wants us in his kingdom. He wants us to serve him. So remember that you do have an enemy. I was young and foolish, and I thought everybody loved me. I thought everybody wanted to see me saved, to get my life right, to live for God, to teach Sunday school and to go to prayer meeting. And back then you would go to teacher's meeting. I thought people were happy when I told them I got saved. I was so full of joy. But you know what? Everybody's not. Talk to me, Apostle. Everybody's not. So we see here that the enemy does seek after us. And he goes about, and the scripture tell us, in dry places. And you know what? That's what the enemy wants to do us all. He wants to keep us in that dry place. Talk back to me, Apostle. He wants to keep us in that dry place.
Yes.
Where nothing's happening, and where we can't feel God's glory, where his
Amen.
Spirit doesn't refresh us. Amen. He wants to keep us in a state of depression, a state of despair, dry place. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to be in a dry place all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We want to come into that refreshing of God where we can feel, his Spirit, his living waters flowing out. He wants to dry us up. We come in like plump plums when we get saved. And when they, and if we don't let God continue to keep us plump, before it's over, we're going to be a dried up raisin. And you wonder how people who started in the Spirit, I'm talking to church folks and people that are saved, I want you to know you're in a war. That we can't give up. We can't stop. Because we got somebody on our trail. It tells us, Jesus told, he was telling his disciples this, that even when the unclean spirit goes out, he go out and he's seeking. He's still seeking. And after a while, he says to himself, he's seeking another house to live in.
Yes.
The scriptures tell us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are not careful, they'll become not temples, but trash cans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a temple, a place of worship, but we can become trash cans and where the enemy worships and get the glory out of our lives. So what does this spirit say after he's gone out, he's been cast out, you're saved, you're trying to serve God, you're taking baby steps, you're learning the word of God, you're trying to go to church, trying to, you know, you're breaking away from some of your old friends, you let go of some of your habits, you know, you said, you know, I'm not going back there no more, I'm not doing that no more, I'm going to live for Jesus, I'm running all the way. You remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that day? Remember that hour? The very first day we felt his power, felt like running. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You were like a plump plum. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't keep on, if you, you know, begin, you did, you, in Galatians, they say, oh, foolish Galatians, you did run well. You started off running well.
Yeah.
But something bewitched you.
Yeah.
Something got you confused. Something turned you back. Something messed with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You went back to an old place that you used to go to. You met an old person that you used to hang out with. You listened to some jokes on the job that you didn't really want to hear, but you were there, and rather than get up and leave, you just stay there and listen. And slowly that unclean spirit, that thing that you had been delivered from, still seeking after you now, roaming about. And he says to himself, here's the 44th verse. What does he say in that 44th verse? Then he said, I will return to the house from which I came out of.
Amen.
Yes.
And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and gone. Okay, this is a growing, maturing Christian right here.
Mm-hmm.
They've swept out the enemy. They've given the devil his tools back. They've cut off some of them friends. They made up their mind they was going to serve the Lord, and they was going all the way. They got themselves swept, garnished, had put on the Spirit of God, had begun to bear fruit, joy, peace, love. Their faith began to grow, and they had emptied out all mess. They wasn't listening to God. Listen here, I don't gossip no more. I don't go to the clubs no more. I don't even hang around them kind of folks unless I'm witnessing to them. They had got themselves together, and they were allowing the Holy Spirit to clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is when this holy, you know, when this unclean spirit comes back. And he find this person like this, oh, my Lord. He got to go somewhere else, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But look, what you think he go? Do you think the devil will ever leave you alone?
No.
I'm 68 years old. Do you know that the devil doesn't have any mercy on old folks?
No, ma'am.
Crippled folks.
Amen.
Blind folks. Retarded folks. He don't have no mercy. God is the only one that has mercy.
Mm-hmm.
There is no mercy in Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't care what condition you get in.
Mm-hmm.
He'll still come after you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how sanctified you are. I don't care what position you hold. I don't care what letters behind or in front of your name. The devil will climb high to get you, climb high to bring you low.
That's true.
He will come after you. But I'm so glad I love that song about the blood of Jesus. It reaches. Satan can't reach no higher than the blood.
Amen.
It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows. I don't care how low you go. Guess what? The blood will find you.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan can't go where the blood's at.
Amen.
And you've got to. This is what this person has done. He's learned about the power and the word of God. He's learned how to plead the blood and call on the name of Jesus and pray and rejoice and got a song in his heart. So this, let's read what this old unclean spirit do. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then all eight of them enter in and dwell.
Yes.
And the last state of that man is worse than the first.
Amen.
Even so shall he also, even so shall it be also unto this wicked
generation.
Look here. What one couldn't do, one devil may not can get you. Two may not could get you because you prayed up. Three may not could get you because you got your prayer partners on the line. Four or five may not can get you. But the enemy knows the power. See, we as believers, we haven't realized what the enemy has known from the very beginning, the power of numbers. Getting to the power of unity. They get together and decide they're going to get you. Now, we ain't talking about people now. We're talking about unclean spirits. Now, they operate in people, but they are unclean spirits. So they get together after the one went back and couldn't get in. He gets together, strong arms, this person that's going along, think they're doing good, think, no, it'll, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm going to church, I'm teaching Sunday school, and guess what? Eight of them now get together and go in, and what do? They say they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And we used to say, you wonder why when people get saved and they go back, it's so hard for them to come back. And that's what I really want to encourage the saints that have walked a long time and the young people that are just beginning this walk. Don't underestimate the enemy.
Amen.
We are in a war. Put on your war clothes. Learn how to fight spirit with learn how to fight the little S spirits with the big S Holy Spirit. Don't think how you've been in this way. You can stay in this way so long, dealing with so many other unclean spirits in other folks and in your family, in the ministry, doing good work, that you can get hard-hearted yourself and don't even know it.
That's true.
We can get harder. We can get impatient with people.
Ask
Moses.
Amen.
People caused Moses to miss entering the promised land. He saw it, and we know he entered into God's bosom, but he missed out on a reward that he should have got because he got so aggravated with people.
Yes, he did.
I want to encourage us all, as old saints, new saints, those that are just seeking God, be aware that the devil is not going to let you go and say, okay, you gone with God and live happily ever after.
Amen.
You come in here in this world in pain, and guess what? You going out in pain. Some kind of way. You were birthed in pain. We came in that way. And when we came in, you know, everybody was there waiting on to see the new baby. All our loved ones were there, the mother, and now they let everybody into the labor room and the delivery room now. And all everybody's there with the baby when the baby comes. You know what? When we leave out of here, there's going to be some pain. Our loved ones are going to be paining. We may be in pain.
Yes.
There may be others standing all around us weeping. They'll be in pain. But guess what? When we come through on that other side,
mm-hmm.
there will be our loved ones waiting. They will be there to greet us. We will see God's face. We used to sing a song in South Carolina called At the Gate I Know. Jesus will be waiting at the gate I know.
Mm.
And I know some of you that are young, y'all don't understand the concept of the gate. We're seeing people now that they gate their houses. But when you lived out in the country, your house was setting way back, and the gate was up near the road. And when you knew somebody was coming, my grandmother would always send me down to the gate. Aunt Vinnie's coming today. And we'd go, and I'd love to go down to the gate to open the gate so she wouldn't have to get out and open the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody would be there. And we're going to have to stand our post.
Amen.
This is war. Our world has changed. It may look the same. It may feel the same. But there has been a spiritual shift in the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about peace. It's away from peace. It's away from love. It's away from compassion.
Uh-huh.
We've shifted to the other side a little bit. And it's going to take us to realize we can't close our eyes.
No. Okay.
We can't stop our ears. Let me tell you, I was reading on when I was looking up unclean spirit, and I found out there was an unclean spirit in a deaf and dumb man in Mark 9:25. Can somebody get that? Mark 9:25. And I say, why did Jesus say the deaf and dumb spirit was an unclean spirit?
Mm-hmm.
What's unclean about a deaf and a dumb spirit?
Mm.
Think about that. Mark 9:25. Anybody have it?
What's that?
I think I got it. The red is a little hard for me to see. Mark 9:25.
Right. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Almost there. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 9:25 says, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Amen.
My Lord, Jesus called the deaf and dumb spirit an unclean spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They call it, and somebody says, a foul spirit. And I say, Lord, why would a deaf and dumb spirit be called an unclean spirit? Because anything that keeps you from opening your mouth and praising God and giving glory to God, anything that keeps you from hearing the word of God, I don't care if it's your telephone, I don't care if it's your tablet, I don't care if it's the child sitting next to you, I don't care what it is, if it causes your ears and your not to be open to hear the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord, keeps you from concentrating, worries, aggravations, upsets, all kinds of distractions, the radio, the TV. It's akin to an unclean spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't hear when God is speaking.
Ooh, amen.
You cannot hear. You can't tune in to the station you need to be on. Because you over on down at the end of the dial when you're supposed to be up. You're supposed to, you know, your thinking and your spirit is supposed to be elevated, and you way down there on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
listening to something that's destroying your spirit, usurping all the power and the spirit that God has placed in you, taking away your joy, disturbing your peace, making you afraid, having you to not trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That is true. Hallelujah.
Deaf and dumb, can't hear and can't speak. Have you seen some Christians like that? Have you seen people in the church that too afraid to open their mouth and say what thus said? We've got some deaf and dumb preachers. Oh, they'll get up and speak, but they haven't heard from God. Or they say what the people want to hear and not what God has said. And I'm not making that up. That's scripture.
That's true.
That's scripture. You just say what the people want to hear. We may have a president like that, that just say what the people, what a certain set of people want to hear. I just want to tell you, this is war. We're in a war. Don't forget it. If you're not one of God's children, if you're not in the house of prayer, if you're not under the blood, if you're not dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God, if you don't know how to call on the name of Jesus, if you have no faith, no one to run to, I recommend Jesus.
Amen.
I recommend
Amen.
There are unclean spirits roaming about. The devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you look, and some of us look mighty delicious to him. But James 4:7-8 tells us to resist the devil.
Yes, it does.
Resist him. First of all, let's say, submit yourself to God. That's the part we can't forget. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, because you can't resist until you submit. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Put your war clothes on. Get your steel-toe boots on. Because we're going to wade through some stuff that we haven't had wade through in a long time. We're going to have to fight some battles that we thought we fought in the 60s. And we find out we still got the same old devils.
Preach, preach, preach.
Open your eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Tell the young people, if the devil would have his way, we'd have another civil war right here in the United States. Get your war clothes on. Stay on your post. Be the watchman that God has called us to be. Old women, we've got to cry and wail and teach the young women how to cry and wail. Amen. They don't know what it is, but we've got to teach them. And we don't teach them by telling them. We teach them by doing it.
Yes.
That's how we teach it.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to be encouraged. I thank Apostle Hunter for this opportunity. And I didn't pray before, but I want to pray now.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we do thank and praise you. We thank you for your word tonight that brings insight, enlightenment. Thank you for your word tonight that tells us what's going on in the realm where we cannot see. But, Lord, we know, even as we cannot see you, we know that you are so real. We know that the spirit of goodness and mercy and grace is so real, because that amazing grace saved us. And, Lord, we know that we have an enemy. We know that there are spirits, unclean spirits, roaming about, going, seeking our children, our grandchildren, that their little bodies may not be the temples that you would dwell in, O Father. Lord, we pray that you would cleanse them, that they would, their eyes would be open, their ears, the prayers that their mothers and their grandmothers and their great-grandmothers prayed. We claim that we decree and declare that those prayers will go down to every generation. And, Lord, in every generation, in all of our families, there you will raise up somebody who will call on the name of the Lord.
Yes,
who will shine. Hey, thank you, Lord. Who will shine a light, who will cry aloud and spare not, who will not be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. The enemy will not, crack will not kill our children. Cancer cannot kill them. Drugs cannot kill them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We spread your, we send your, you say you sent your word and healed your people. Your word brought them out. Lord, we send your word to the prisons to set our sons free, set our brothers free, our nephews, our uncles that are sitting in these prison cells. Release them, God, so that they can come back to our family and be the husbands, the sons that they need to be. God, mothers, there are mothers. I ride Metrolift, and I see these old women, and they come, and I'm one of them too, but they don't have anybody. They don't have anybody to help them. Maybe they'll have a provider or whatever, but their children, and, you know, their sons are gone. Their daughters are gone somewhere else with the husband, you know, with their husbands and family. It used to be when the son was around, he was going to always look after mama. Oh, my God, because they're locked behind the prison walls. Father, I'm asking you to open the prison gates and let those that have been there too long, let those that have repented, oh, God, open the doors, Father. And, Lord, we pray that all of those that were pardoned by President Obama, Lord, that they come forth and they live a life that glorifies you. Let it not be said, oh, God, that that it was done in vain. Lord, I believe you put on this man's heart to do those things that he did.
Me too.
And these people have been praying, and the prayers have gone up, and you are answering prayer. We pray for this president now, Donald Trump, oh God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Know, dear God, that you are Lord of Lord and King of Kings. You bring down the proud and the haughty. You,
yes,
Father,
sir.
You are in control of the universe. You are able to change the heart and the mind. You are able to go in, oh God, and pull out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. Oh God, nobody, nothing is too hard for you.
Nothing.
So we don't count it all lost. We count it joy because, Lord, we expect to see you do something. We expect to see your mighty power. We expect to see you stand up, and that you said that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. And yes, Lord, we have allowed sin to come in on the national level. But Lord, we cry out for mercy. Hear the cry of your people. You said if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray. Lord, we're not asking you to humble us. You told us we have to humble ourselves.
Yes.
Forgive us for being too proud, too haughty, too educated, too good looking, too dressed up, too smelling good, too riding around in such a good, you know, an expensive car. Oh, God, forgive us.
Yes.
Forgive
us. Jesus.
You said if we would turn from our wicked ways and seek your face. And, Lord, we're not coming as beggars because you said we were your people.
Yes,
but we're really not begging, Lord. We're coming because you told us to come.
Yes,
you said come. You said seek your face. You
said
seek after righteousness. You told us to come. We're not coming begging. We're not coming asking for anything that's not already ours. You are our Heavenly Father. Seek your face. Turn from our wicked. You said you would hear all the way from heaven.
Amen.
You would hear. And you would heal our land.
Yes.
Amen.
Start with this hunk of land that we are. Start with this temple. Start with this body.
Yes, Lord.
Not somebody else's body. With this body. With my body.
Lord. Yes,
not anybody or somebody, but me, Lord.
Amen.
Start with us as believers.
Amen.
Be an example, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, God, and we just thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for this assembly. Thank you for these people that we go out and share whatever we get. We share. And, Lord, when I come here, I come for medicine. Every time, you know, every time I'm in a service, I tell you, I got so much medicine. I got such a healing last night. Oh, my God, God just poured it in. Every time we come together, let's pull on the Spirit of God. Let's make a demand on the healing power, the delivering power, the saving power. Let's make a demand on the spirit of intercession. Because Jesus Christ is the spirit of intercession. And if we pull on him, he's praying. He said he ever liveth to pray for us.
Yes,
we
do.
Go to sleep. Jesus prays eternally.
Yes.
We thank you and we praise you.
Amen.
We love you. In the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, the next we got Cynthia from Georgia. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello,
Miss Cynthia.
How y'all doing?
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank the Lord. I'm just glad to be in the number one more time.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know what? That is a big blessing just to be alive today.
Yes.
We thought about the storm that we had on yesterday. I mean, they kept giving us alert. But look at God.
Oh, my Lord.
Kept us and he never left us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got a right to give God the glory today. And I just thank God for being back on the air along with you all.
Amen.
Your voice, thank you know, the song
yeah.
say one more time. I'm
one
glad
more.
To be in the number one more
one
time.
One more time.
One more time.
That's right, because many have left this world since we've talked to each other.
Yes. Yes.
People that we know, but God kept us. And it's all for a purpose. Everything
yeah.
that happened in this world is for a purpose, and I thank
yeah.
God for that. And at this time, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to go into my message. I might sing a song, and we're going to just uplift the name, because that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this night. Lord, we just thank you and we give you honor
yes.
and glory. Lord, we thank you for my family on
yes.
the line. I thank and praise God for the love that abides within our hearts for one another. God, we thank
yes.
you for giving us the opportunity to uplift your name.
Yes.
God, praise your holy name. That we might be able to be a blessing to somebody. God, as you bless us, help us to be able to bless somebody else. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, use us mightily for your glory, God.
Yes.
Not our will, but thine be done. In
yes.
Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I thought about the song said, the song says, I'm a soldier. It's
yes.
talking about I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I just want to sing a little bit of that for you.
All right.
I'm on the battlefield and I'm fighting.
All
fighting
right.
for the Lord. You know I promised him that I'll serve him till I die. And I'm fighting for the Lord. You know all that heartaches and pain, sunshine and rain. But I'm fighting for the Lord.
Mm.
I've been
feel.
Up and I've been down, but I'll
huh.
never turn around. Because I'm fighting for the Lord. You know if I hold out,
my Lord,
hold out, then I know I'll get my crown.
All
if
right.
I hold out, if I hold out,
my Lord,
hold out. Then I'll get my crown. And I'm on the battlefield and I'm fighting.
Yes,
fighting
Lord.
For the Lord. You know I promised him that I'll serve him till I die. Oh, I'm fighting for the Lord. I have Sunshine in the rain, but I'm fighting, yeah, fighting for the Lord. Listen here. I've been up, I've been down, but I've never turned around. It's I'm fighting for the Lord. He's an out. He said if I hold out, if I hold out, then I know I'll get my crown.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
All I got to do is hold out.
Hold out.
We hold out, we'll get our crown.
Amen.
On the battlefield for my Lord. I heard the prayer. The prayer was such a powerful prayer. And you know, I agree with that prayer. Because the devil can't have our family, can't have our increase. He can't have our
Amen.
Work.
Whatever Amen.
We desire when we pray, we're going to believe that we have already received it.
Thank
because
you.
Because God told us that we can have it.
Amen.
Have whatever God said we can have. And I want to talk a little bit to you all today, tonight, about the comfort. The comforter is here.
All right.
He's here.
Regardless
of what we go through in this life, the comforter is yet here.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
the book of
yeah.
Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 5th verse, the Lord let us know that He Himself said that I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Thank you.
You see, whatever circumstances we may go through in this life, God said He will never leave us nor forsake us. Nothing in this whole wide world can give us that confidence.
Thank
but
you,
Jesus. Ain't nobody can tell us that. Now, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, because as the Bible let us know that man born of a woman is here for a few days.
Beauty.
And those few days is full of trouble. So to let
My
us
Lord.
Know, we are going to leave this earth one day. But Jesus said that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's the only one that could give us that confidence.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And you know what? God only God can do this. He is
Thank
the
you, Lord.
Only one that can promise us that.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one can promise us that He will be with us throughout eternity. No matter where we go, no matter where we be. The Bible said, "You make your bed in hell, I'm gonna be there."
All right.
That's what He told us. So. Lord forbid that any of us go to hell. But Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I thank God for that. You know what? He said in His word that He's the same God yesterday, today,
oh my God,
evermore. Jesus is. He is completely consistent.
Thank you, Lord.
He changes not. He don't change. It don't matter. Who changed? God is not going to change.
Unchangeable.
He is eternally God. He's our eternal God. And He is always the everlasting God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
He said,
Thank you, Father.
I am the Lord. I do not change. That's what He said out of His own mouth.
Change not.
Remains the same forever.
Hallelujah.
This is why we can be confident in Him.
Yes.
Because just as He was faithful to David, Paul, Abraham, all of those people back then, do you not know He's the same God that's going to be faithful to us? We can be confident. We can be comfort.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The Lord Himself is the comforter. And He said that He is going to never leave us. And He told us that if we come unto Him, no matter how heavy our burden is, come unto Him, all ye that labor and a heavy laden.
Yes, Lord.
Said, I will give you rest. You know what? We can go, we can lay our heads on our pillow after a hard day work and still don't get no rest.
Amen.
But Jesus said if we would come unto him, he would give us rest.
Rest.
Hallelujah. Blessed be unto God, our Father. He is our all comforter. The only one that can really comfort us through tribulation. And when we are, we may be, so we can be able to comfort somebody else. He'll comfort us, and we'll be able to comfort somebody else. See, that's a part of our life story. When we're going through our trials, it's a part of our life story.
Yes.
And see, that's why he said we overcome by our testimony. If God bring us through something, we ought to share that with somebody else.
Amen.
Help bring them out of something.
Thank you.
Glory to God. You know, I remember one time I was looking at this young man at the church. He was one of my classmates. And he was saved before I got saved. And when I got saved, I saw him in the church and how active he was. You know, it's a blessing just to see men praising the Lord. That's a real
thing. Yes, Lord.
I mean, because, you know, we used to women getting up and dancing and uplifting the name of Jesus. But when we see a man get up and really praising God and giving God his all and stuff like that, it does something to us. It helps us. It blesses us. And, I was looking at him and I said, Lord, I sure wish I could be like that. Because I've always been a bashful type person in my life. But I was always kind of quiet and fearful. So when I saw him doing all of this, I said, Lord, I wish I could be just like that. But you know what? One day that young man, he started doing things he had no business doing.
Uh-huh.
And I heard about the things that he was doing. I didn't want to, I was in denial. I didn't want to accept that because, I mean, I wanted to be like him. I mean, we got our eyes on people, but the Bible said, lean not on the arms of flesh. Because the arm of flesh will fail you.
Yes.
We all are subject to fall. We all subject to make mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Because we are in the flesh. But I had my eyes on him, and I couldn't believe that those people were telling me the truth. And today I saw the young man coming out of a club. I was riding down the street. I saw him coming out the club. Stopped my car. I had a talk with him.
Amen.
And he said, just pray for me. He was a
just
priest.
Pray.
He said, just pray for me. And I did just that. That young man gave his life back to Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
But I want to let you know, God, I couldn't even pray. I went to church to morning prayer. After I heard about him and his what he was doing, and after I seen that, and I went to church and I tried to pray, and I couldn't even pray through. It's something when you go down on your knees to pray, and you don't feel that anointing that you use. You can't get that breakthrough.
Yeah.
You just down there praying. It's like I was like a tingling cymbal and a sounding brass.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I felt, like it was just making noise. And I got up off my knees, and the next day I went back to prayer again, that morning prayer. And I told God, I said, Lord, I got to pray through. And the Lord spoke to me that day. He said, take your eyes off the people.
All right.
Your eyes on Jesus.
All right.
Amen.
Never forget that from that day, years ago. And this is the way we got to do now. We cannot focus on people. We can't focus on circumstances. But we got to see beyond that and see Jesus.
Amen.
He is our comforter. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he said that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He said, remember the word. Remember what I told you in my word. If we remember what he told us in his word, then that word will quicken us. We'll snap back.
Yes.
You know, like a basketball, I can use, for example, a basketball that don't have much air in it. You can take that ball and hit it on that floor as hard as you can. That ball is not going to bounce that high because it don't have enough air in it. But if you got a ball that got plenty of air in it and you bounce that ball can hit the ceiling because it snap. You can snap back just like that ball with the air in it. If you focus on God's word, he told us that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us.
Amen.
He has anointed us.
Yeah.
So that we can comfort all that mourn. How are we going to comfort somebody else if we don't have what it takes on the inside to comfort? Mm. We got Jesus, our comforter.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
That's our comforter. When Jesus got ready to leave this earth, he said, I won't leave you comfortless. But he said, I'm going to send you back another comforter.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's the Holy Spirit. So when we lose our loved ones, we shouldn't be trying to die behind them.
Amen.
We're going to miss them. Yeah, we're going to miss them. It's nothing wrong with you letting some tears fall from your eyes.
Amen.
But don't be walling on no floor and trying to do all this acting crazy. You know what? A lot of people do that for attention.
Mm-hmm.
God has given us what it takes for us to go through.
Yeah.
To lose our loved ones.
Amen.
You know what? I made up in my mind that I'm going to be the strong one in the family.
All right.
He said I can have what I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
He said we can call those things as be not as though they were.
Yes.
If he said it, I believe it.
I believe it.
I said I want to be the strong person in my family to help the rest of my family so that they will be able to come up. I'll tell you what, ever since I made up my mind, God did that for me. My husband died. I was able to get up and sing at his homegoing service. And I mean the church went to dancing because God gave me the strength to do it. I couldn't have done it on my own. I never went through nothing like that before. I didn't know that I was going to be, how I was going to be able to act that day, but I asked God for strength. When that day came, I had plenty of strength. I felt like I was walking in my wedding.
My Lord.
Yes, sir. I felt like I was in my wedding, and I said, well, Johnson, you are meeting me at the altar once again.
My Lord.
My husband was standing there waiting on me.
My God.
But when I went through his homegoing service, his body was laid out there, and that's the thought that came in my mind. You are meeting me at the altar once
my
again.
My Lord.
And you know what? God gave me strength, and the people was watching me. A young lady in the choir, she saw me. She's after service. She came to me, and she said, I admired how you handled that.
My
and I
Lord.
Said, young lady, it wasn't me.
I know it wasn't
God.
You.
We got to give God the glory. It's no way I could have done that by myself.
No.
So amen. Glory to God.
God for being a comforter. He said that I will not have you to be ignorant.
All right.
Concerning them that which are asleep. He said that our loved one is asleep. If they died in Christ, they are not dead. They are just asleep. That's what the word said. He will not have us to be ignorant concerning them that's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
He said that we shouldn't sorrow like the other people do.
Mm-mm.
The world is the one that's supposed to be acting up and stuff, not the saints of God. We supposed to act like we got hope. We got
all right.
Hope Jesus. They will rise again. Just like Jesus got up out of that ground, we're going to get up. He said the dead in Christ will rise
mm-hmm.
first, and we who are remain going to be caught up to meet him in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless the Lord. Ta-ta-ha. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. He said that he's going to wipe away all of our tears. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Talk about the Comforter. He's here with us. We're not going to die no more. It's not going to be no more death. It's not going to be no more crying. No more pain.
No.
Hallelujah. No more disappointment. No more trouble.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Holy Rabasata.
Yes, Lord.
We got to give God the glory, y'all. We got to praise.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
God. You know what? I take this opportunity when I think about our new president.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I'm not talking against him because God wants us to pray for him.
All right.
He said, pray for them that's in leadership.
Yes.
And you know what? If we, the saints of God, would act like saints of God,
all right.
God will turn things around. When Trump think he gonna do things for the let the devil use him for evil, God gonna turn it around for our good.
He
told us that all things work together.
Yeah, for the good.
Oh, yeah. For the good of them that love the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
According to the call of his purpose.
Thank you.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless him. Bless him.
God, we praise you for the victory, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord. You're working it out for us. Oh, yeah, Basata.
Yes.
Wonderful Savior. I bless that wonderful name of Jesus because he's the sweetest name that I know. I'm talking about the Comforter. He is our Comforter.
Yes,
Lord.
I give God the glory for this night. I just thank God for just being back here again.
Amen. We thank God for you.
Somebody, but let me tell you something. He can't hold me down.
Mm-mm.
Like Jesus said, I'll rise again.
Yeah.
Ain't no power on earth can hold me down. He can't hold me down either. Because if I believe that I have already received, then
thank
I
you, Lord.
Shall.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Glory to God.
About that time. I shall have. That's what he told me. And I don't have no better sense than believe what he said. If I believe God, he going to work it out for me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Me too.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you all for letting me just be able to share tonight.
Amen. What a word. What a word.
What a word.
Name
give
of Jesus.
A song, give us a song, Cynthia.
Oh, you want another song, Pastor?
Yes,
okay. I'll sing another one. I like the one. I like he's working it out for me.
All right.
Every once in a while, I have to pat my own self. You know, you have to encourage your own self.
Yes, yes.
Because
that's what David
you
is.
Might not be able to call the pastor or call another saint of God and you go to the world, they might tell you something worse and make it worse for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you got to go to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And once you go to him, you already know he's working it out for you.
Amen.
See, it'll quicken your spirit. He'll let you know.
Wanted to sing another song. So she going to sing.
Though the pressures of life may seem to weigh you down. And you don't know which way to turn.
My Lord.
know that God is concerned, and he's working it out, oh, for you.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, I thank you.
That child that's giving you trouble, through prayer, he can change. Although that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, and you feel like you've got to walk alone, now you're asking yourself, oh, is there a word from the Lord, from the Lord? Because he need a blessing, and you need a right away. Just know that God is concerned, and he's working it out just for you. No peace in the home. Sometimes,
my Lord, no
on the job.
My
and you'll be the sometimes that devil tell you your health is failing too. But I can't encourage you. God is concerned.
Yes, Lord.
And he's working it out.
Oh,
yes.
For you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
No peace in the home. Ooh, there's no peace on the job.
She can't stop him now.
Sometimes you'll be able to do. The devil told you your health is failing too. But don't listen to him.
My Lord.
God is concerned. And he's now just for you. Oh, he's working it out.
Yes, he is.
No matter what your problem is, he's working it out. He sees everything that you're going through. He's working it out.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to let you know he cares. I heard him say, cast your cares upon me.
Yes.
Jesus cares. He said, for I care for you. Jesus cares. And he's working it out.
Working it out.
For you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. My Lord, thank you.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I want to let all of y'all know tonight, y'all have been a blessing for me. And I want to tell you, I love you.
Thank
I love
you.
You. I love you. And I'll see you next time.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless you all.